Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast, where I have the privilege week after week of interviewing leaders from different parts of the world. And today I'm honored and blessed to interview Steve Prokopchak back in the studio. Welcome back, Steve.
Thank you so much for having me back. I look forward to this time.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. We had talked in the past a bit about the whole issue of pornography. You've written a lot on that, how to find freedom from pornography. But you promised you would come back, and this is today, you're back. And we're going to talk practically about how to step by step find freedom for anyone involved in pornography. Now, this is good for anyone. If you're helping other people, this will help you. If you've been entrapped yourself in some area of pornography, this will help you. So, Steve, thank you for all the hard work you've put into this, and you've helped so many people already. And now, going out to a broader audience in different parts of the world, obviously, we want to see God glorified.
Amen. And
of course, we know God created the gift of sex. And it seems like most areas of God's creation, the enemy has a mockery or a counterfeit, doesn't he? So talk to us about that.
He does. Yeah, thank you, Larry, for having me back. Thank you for this podcast, because I believe it helps a lot. Helps me. I listen to it, and I really, really appreciate it. So thank you. God is the creator of sex. So I love that about God. God has given us a gift. But when God gives us a gift, a true gift from God is often mocked by the enemy. Mm-hmm. So God gives us a gift of sexuality, and that gift is done in love. It's given in love. We use the term sometimes love-making, but I like to use the term love-giving. Mm-hmm. So the enemy, though, has a counterfeit, and it's called lust. Mm-hmm. And lust is love-taking. Love giving is very satisfactory. Right, it's satisfying. Right. Love taking is insatiable. Mm-hmm. It can't be satisfied. So it's reasonable then that one who starts to view pornography, it's pretty hard to be satisfied by one view.
Sure.
You know, you tend to go back, and there's curiosity, and for a lot of people, they're trying to fill a void.
Right.
And so when you're trying to fill a void with something that's not from God, you're actually on the cusp of perhaps an addiction or something it's going to turn into an addictive behavior. You know, 2 Timothy 2:26 says, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the evil one or the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. So our human struggle with sexual intimacy and sin, I think it's acknowledged in the scripture. You know, I think of that scripture, but since there's so much immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. Mm-hmm. And the husband fulfill his duty to his wife and his wife fulfill her duty so that there is not a lack of self-control, so that there is not immorality.
So are there any other scriptures that would actually address something like pornography?
I think it would, because we have words like licentiousness.
That's true.
Yeah, the NIV calls it debauchery.
It's
excessive indulgence in sensual pleasures, but it lacks the true morality of God's sexual pleasures. We have the word lust. We've already mentioned that, but pornographic materials are meant to generate and arouse sexually our flesh through lust. And we know that lust according to the eyes, lust according to the flesh, is something that, you know, Matthew 5, that the scripture it condemns. Right. We have the word sensuality. According to the scripture, observing nakedness is a sinful behavior. We have that scripture where, if you remember, Noah's youngest son, Canaan, observed Noah's nakedness, and his other sons did not. They covered him up and they refused to look. And God cursed Canaan for that observation, for that look. So God blesses you to stay away from this whole area. So Romans 1 says, due to sin in the world, sex is misused. And it's actually used many times as something that's worshipped. 1 Corinthians 6 says, the body is not for sexual immorality, but we're to flee sexual immorality. We can list scripture after scripture, can't we, Larry?
Steve, I think the most important part of this podcast is what I ask you next. You have put together a path to freedom. Mm. It's a clear list, 10 steps. And could we take the time to go through these one by one by one, and also we'll try to get these on the show notes too.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've written about this, and there's a lot more on the show notes. If people want to go deeper, there's a lot more you can go on the show notes today. I mean, Steve's written many books on many different subjects, but you've written articles just on this subject.
Yes.
Talk to us about the steps God's given you.
Well, in the first podcast, we talked about the conditioning process.
Right.
We talked how the brain gets these trails, and it becomes conditioned by the whole aspect of viewing pornography or being chronically involved in pornography. So it's not just a moral issue, which the scripture is very clear on, but it becomes a brain issue. It becomes this chemical wash, this feel good aspect. This, you know, we're depressed or we're anxious or we're stressed, and it's something that we can tend to go to. But we do have certain foundational principles, and I would love to walk through them because I think we have 10 measured out here, and I think there's steps that we can all take. The first is to recognize God's love. Mm-hmm. Listen, God is not angry at you. God doesn't condemn you.
So good.
If you know nothing else, know and receive God's love. He's not wanting you to be self-deprecating. He wants you to receive his incomprehensible, his determined, his relentless love. God loves you.
Good.
Walk in his love. Receive his love. Jesus died on the cross for this sin, all sins. And he says that with his utmost love. I think the second is we all struggle to maintain a clean heart.
Mm-hmm.
All of us can walk in struggles. All of us have downfalls. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Pornography is a sin, but it's a sin.
Right.
It's not the sin.
Right, correct.
But all sin separates us from God, and all sin is brought to us by the evil one. So whatever the effects of sin may be, grace is available for us. It's in abundance. It's in healing from the cross, and Jesus wants to bring freedom. So just know that God loves you. We all struggle with some form of a sin in our lives. Thirdly, recognize that pornography affects the whole individual.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think that, you know, it's just that's a piece of me or that's
right.
a part of me. But it really, healing needs to be through and through. It needs to go from deep within inside of us. We need to be cleansed. We need to be healed. We need our mind cleansed. We need our thoughts cleansed. We need freedom to be brought to us for the lust, the things that we're walking in, the things we need healing, thorough healing from the things that perhaps moved us towards pornography. Maybe it's anger. Maybe we just had a fight with our spouse, and we want to go numb ourselves and view pornography from, you know, all hours of the night. Number four, disclose and confess your sin to God, yourself, and others. Don't deny it. Don't hide it. Find those accountability partners. Start by being truthful with yourself. I acknowledge it as sin.
Mm-hmm.
This is sin before God. Acknowledge that maybe you've been walking in denial. Maybe you've been covering up. The more you cover it up, the more things you have to do to cover it up. And you begin to cover up more and more and more. And after a while, you can't keep it all straight. And somewhere along the line, you're going to make a mistake. Larry, we had a youth leader that we worked with, and he was involved in this for a long time. But how it was exposed was he was using his wife's phone one day and accessed some pornography. And then he just kind of forgot about it, and his wife found it, and it began the cycle of finding this out. So when we choose to disclose and confess ourselves, we talked about self-reporting in the first session. So number five, embrace conviction of the heart. That conviction that's coming from the Holy Spirit, it's not condemnation from God, but conviction from the Holy Spirit to place us into true repentance. We need to think about, you know, who is this hurting? It's hurting me. It's hurting my family. It's hurting my work time. You know, it's hurting my marriage. So embrace the conviction of the Holy Spirit, you know, bringing a sound conviction to us, and embrace repentance. Number six, be aware of the neurological aspects of this addiction and the brain chemicals involved. Pornography addiction's not just a moral problem. We stated that. You have created paths to your brain, and they desire this chemical charge, or what was produced by viewing pornography. These paths have been flooded with imagery, and it's all false. Mm-hmm. It's something that we've got to literally starve to death.
Yeah.
Starve it to death. Mm. I mean, if you walked into your office and you found a snake there, and it was a dangerous snake, you are going to do what it takes right. to get rid of that thing. Anything that endangers you or your family, you're going to kill it, you're going to burn it, you're going to stamp it to death. You're going to rid it from your life. Right. And that is something we have to be that tenacious. So it does require intense self-examination, and we do have to scrutinize all of our thoughts and our feelings, and they do need to be replaced with the truth. Larry, just a couple more. Locate any deep wounds.
Take your time. These are really
important. I had a friend that realized that there was abuse in his childhood, and mm-hmm. that's where the whole pornography, the pornography thing fed the abuse that he encountered as a child. So pornography is just an outgrowth or an outcrop of something that deeply wounded him as a child. And so he said to me, yes, pornography was the issue, and it was like what was on the outside, but I was using it to calm the storm that was on the inside mm-hmm. from my childhood. So ask Holy Spirit to put his finger on those soft spots. Ask Holy Spirit to put his finger on that woundedness, and he wants to heal it. He doesn't want to fill you with shame. He doesn't want to say shame on you. He wants to say shame off of you Good. And bring healing to you. Those are things that, you know, we go to pornography, we go to something that accompanies pornography a lot is masturbation. These are all things that accompany this. Holy Spirit wants to take us deeply into what the wounds are and bring healing to the wounds from the inside out. This is not just a surface healing, Larry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so number 8, discover relational healings by purposefully mending broken relationships. Lots of times when we're involved in this, we have broken relationships in our lives. And one of the things that I think heals broken relationships is finding relationships that bring healing.
Mm.
You and I have talked about this when you and I oversee leaders.
Right.
We've talked about this question. We just point blank ask them, are you involved in pornography?
Right.
It's very hard for them to confess this to someone to be accountable. Mm-hmm. And so asking them is going to force them to speak the truth. We need to mend those relationships that have been broken. We need to monitor our software. We need to put things on our computer that will help to monitor those things if we can't monitor them ourselves. Mm-hmm. Number 9, utilize appropriate resources. Find out what fits you in terms of books, in terms of counseling, in terms of videos, resources, all kinds of things online to help us in this area. There's the Conquer series we know that's out there. There's a website called Pure Desire. There's one called Faithful and True. There's a ministry called Be Broken. We have a friend that leads Be Broken groups so that the person who's involved in pornography and the person who's affected, mm-hmm. perhaps the spouse that's not into pornography,
right.
but they're affected
right.
by this addiction of their spouse, these groups will help them as well. And lastly, this is something we suggest for a lot of areas, but I would suggest it for pornography use, and that is deliverance ministry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we open the door to the evil one,
right.
we open the door to evil forces, to darkness. That opens the door to many other things.
That's true.
And so when we open those doors, perhaps we didn't say, you know, devil come in, but we opened the door to something that the devil wanted to hand us,
right.
and we said yes to it. And so I believe that deliverance ministry, deliverance prayer, inner healing,
Amen.
All of those things can take us to the deep places, the deep recesses in our soul that really need deliverance.
That is so, so good, Steve. Again, check out the show notes. So much more there you can get on this subject and other subjects that Steve has helped other people walk through for many, many years. Now, let me ask you this, Steve. Let's say someone's walking through these steps, and they get to a place and they mess it up.
Mm.
What do you tell them?
Yeah, who hasn't failed?
Right.
I mean, in anything we're trying to change, who hasn't failed?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the forgiveness of God, the grace of God, comes in. The only true failure, Larry, is when we don't get back up.
That's good.
And when we just give in. And we just give up and we just say, look, I know this is reprehensible. I know it's affected me in a negative way. I'm just going to do it. and we just let loose. Well, the enemy takes that to extreme. So don't feel as though you're the only one.
Right.
We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't hate yourself. Don't mm-hmm. descend to self-deprecation. Psalm 51, David cried out and he said, "Have mercy on me, mm-hmm. O God, according to your unfailing love. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse me with mm-hmm. hyssop and cleanse me so that I can walk in your presence. Restore me. Restore the joy of my salvation." He wasn't hating himself. He was asking God to restore him. Don't back away from God.
Yeah.
Don't back away from the relationships that are helping you. Sometimes when we fail, we back away from those who are there to help us. Mm-hmm. Don't back away from them. Don't walk in shame. Don't hide your shame. Confess it. Take it before the Lord. Take that which you found in darkness and bring it to the light. The enemy hates the light.
Correct.
And he's exposed when the light comes on the scene.
Exactly.
So don't back away from God. Pray. Fight the silence by opening up to God. Renew your mind by God's truth. There's the scripture in Galatians 5 says, "For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with one another." Listen, change happens from the spirit to the flesh to the mind, not from the mind to the spirit.
Right.
Too often we get that mixed up. We think, if I get my head straight, everything else will get straight. No, if our spirit is straight, everything else will get straight. So get back up. Proverbs 24:16 reminds us that the righteous might fall seven times, but they get backups, once again. Mm. And then look back and evaluate. Look back. So I had a failure. What was going on?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was there a huge amount of stress in my life? What was going on?
Right.
Did I just have a fight with my spouse?
Right.
Did I just get fired from my job? What was going on?
Mm-hmm.
What can I attribute to? What was the stressor? What was the trigger that caused me to go towards this failure? What pressure was I feeling? What triggers can I recognize?
Right. Now, all of those listening today, if you did not hear the other podcast, the first podcast on this, make sure you listen. There's so much more, Steve, that you shared there that if you haven't heard before, you really want to get that in your spirit. And you said in your first podcast that statistically, children as young as age 11 are exposed to pornography. And in this article that you've written, you have a section there that our listeners could read that addresses how to talk to children about porn. Can you take a minute and address that?
Unfortunately, children just don't come home and say, "I watched pornography today for the first time."
Right.
They have this sense that it's probably not right. They'll have a sense, especially in the moral, the godly family.
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk to our kids about this because it's they're younger and younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, Larry, for us, you had to be somewhere and find something.
Right,
you had
true.
To go find it.
I am that old. I know that.
Yep. It's coming to them now on their phones. Or if they don't have a phone, their friend has a phone.
Yeah.
And it's right there. It's accessible to them. So we have to be hyper-vigilant with our kids. They certainly, at age 11, they shouldn't have a phone that has data on it because they're going to download this stuff. That's what they're going to grab. The enemy's going to hand it to them.
Mm.
And the younger they are, the quicker he can get them addicted. So first of all, talk to your kids. Define what pornography is and let them know that, I'm not condemning you if somebody showed you this, but we want you to be honest.
Mm.
We talk to our kids and our grandchildren about the bathing suit areas, and it was the easiest way for them to understand the untouchable areas, the areas that should not
That's
be
good.
Exposed would be the bathing suit areas. Listen, I've sat with so many persons in my office who heard nothing but no, no, no about sex from their godly family. No, no, no. And then the day comes that they get married and the day comes that it's yes to sex and all they've been conditioned with and all they've been told is no.
Right.
So I say this, God says yes to sex.
Mm-hmm.
Within his boundaries.
Right.
So we want to teach our children what those boundaries are. God gave us this gift. He didn't say no, he said yes, but he said yes within his boundary. His boundaries. God's desire that we bond with him. When you have pornography in front of you and there's this chemical wash, it's kind of like a mother who's nursing her baby. It's flesh to flesh. It's mm-hmm. She's nursing this child and she's bonding with this child.
Yeah.
There is a bonding agent in pornography right. that we failed to talk about earlier. But pornography is something that one can be bonded to. We want our children to be bonded to the Lord, to the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
So pornography will always invite one towards self-gratification.
Right.
And the one thing we want to teach our children is that it's not about self-gratification. It's about gratifying their Savior.
Yeah.
It's about living for Him. Mm-hmm. We want to teach our children that in the goodness of God, He brought sex because it's for loving and giving,
mm-hmm.
again, within His boundaries.
Yeah.
Watching pornography, it's very clear. We can tell them watching pornography is dishonoring to God, and it hurts them.
Yeah.
And it'll hurt their friends. It'll hurt their relationships. Lastly, we want to be sure that we let them know that God loves them. And if they have made a mistake, if they have looked at these things, God loves them,
yeah.
and He receives them, and He doesn't condemn them.
Last question, and we'll make this brief because we are out of time. But let's tie this all together with the story of Joseph in the Bible. Talk to me about that.
I love the story of Joseph. You know, David was on his roof and he eyed someone and he lustfully went after Bathsheba, that woman
right.
who was bathing. And we know the end result of all
right.
of that. It was tumultuous. It was
right.
sinful. It was a mess.
Yep.
But then we look at the story of Joseph. Joseph, who the king's wife actually
yep.
literally
right.
went after him.
Yeah.
She wanted him,
mm-hmm.
and Joseph took those steps of maintaining his purity and yeah. maintaining his integrity. The Bible describes Joseph as well-built and handsome.
Yeah.
It's understandable that she was attracted to him. But he said, "How could I do such a wicked thing
mm-hmm.
to the one I serve,
yeah.
to his family, to his wife,
yeah.
and to my God?"
Right.
And then she said... She lied about him. She
right.
said he made sport of me
right.
because she couldn't have him. She lied, and he went to prison. Now, that wasn't the end of the story. We know that every leader God ever called went through a difficult time.
That's right.
Every leader.
Right.
You look at any Old Testament character,
yeah.
and they went through a difficult Joseph
yep.
as well, imprisoned.
Mm.
But one day, he would save a nation. He would come out of prison because he walked in integrity, because he didn't
yes.
give in to that. Very lustful mm-hmm. situation.
Exactly.
And he maintained his integrity in his walk with God and saved his family.
Great story.
And saved a nation
so
from famine.
So true. Steve, thank you. And thank you for all you do for the body of Christ and helping so many of us around the world walk in purity and integrity in the Lord and things you've written. And please check the show notes out. A lot more there from Steve Prokopchak, some of the books he's written you can pick up, and a lot more articles on this here, and you can pick that up, and you can get these 10 different steps you talked about. All that's all there. And so thank you, Steve. It's so good to have you, and thank you again for all you do for so many of us.
Yeah, thanks for being willing to address this very difficult subject.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us for Larry Carter Leadership Podcast today. We'll see you back here real soon. God bless you. Have an amazing day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryKreider.com.